Archer's Omnibus for the week 21 to 26 November
1999.
Hello, darling.
Hi. Hello, Phoebe.
Said a good morning.
She's doing fine. We thought we'd just pop in to get a little something for the journey.
Journey? Where are you taking her?
Oh, just to that indoor play area in Selbyshire. I thought it was better than staying in, didn't we, darling?
Now, just let go of Grandma's hand while she finds her purse.
Oh,
I think a packet of these will do nicely, can't you?
Oh, Mum, not sweets, please.
Oh, come on, darling, it is Sunday.
Oh, that's right, sugar doesn't cause tooth decay on a Sunday, I forgot.
There's no need to be sarcastic. I meant she's entitled to a treat, that's all.
It's nice to know one of us is.
Oh, dear. She does get grumpy when she has to work on a Sunday, doesn't she?
Yeah, well, can you blame me? I hate working here at the best of times, but I really hate Sundays. You do know what time I had to start. It's 32, please.
Of course I do, darling. I had to take Phoebe, remember?
You know what I mean. I spent the small hours sorting out the papers, and since then, the only conversation I've had is to say things like, that'll be 70p, please. You call that job satisfaction? Because I don't.
Be glad it's only once every 3 weeks or so.
Oh, good. I feel a whole lot better knowing that.
It's a job?
Yeah, it's a job. In Ambridge. Bustling, cosmopolitan, once seen, never forgotten Ambridge. Oh, I should count myself lucky, really. I'd hate to be stuck somewhere dull.
Kate, you really are going to have to make the best of things, you know. Do you want to hold your sweets, darling?
Yeah.
There we are. Things aren't going to get any better if you insist on seeing the black side all the time, you know. Say goodbye to Mummy now.
Oh, good morning. Jennifer. And Phoebe.
Hello. Hello, Robert.
Morning.
See you. Mm. Have a good time, darling.
And how are you this morning, Kate? Glad to be in the warm, I expect.
Yes, perishing out there.
Oh, good. Another blessing.
Sorry?
It doesn't matter. What can I do for you?
Oh, we just came in for Robert's paper before going on to Hayden Darrow.
Right. It's Observer, isn't it, Robert?
Oh, yes. No change there.
Oh, here. That's,
Yep, I've got it ready.
It's a bit cold to be wandering round Hayden Darrow today, isn't it?
We won't be there long. We're just going to collect some seeds for the tree planting on Thursday.
Oh, yes. You told me.
I did, didn't I? I was surprised you weren't more enthusiastic about the project, Kate.
Linda, don't harangue the poor girl, for goodness sake.
Yeah, well,
I'm not haranguing. I just think it's terribly exciting, that's all. We're collecting seeds from an ancient woodland and recreating that landscape here in Ambridge. How is that haranguing?
Don't worry, Linda. I didn't think I was being harangued.
Come on. The sooner we get to Hayden Barrow, the sooner I can get back to reading my paper. See you, Kate.
Bye-bye.
Yes, bye-bye, Kate. Listen, Robert, if it weren't for your paper, there'd be a few more trees left, wouldn't there?
Right, back to stacking the cans.
OK, if you could just hold that plank steady.
Oh, right, George.
Ta. I hope you don't mind me dragging you out here on a day like this. Only, I find that if you leave these things...
Oh, don't worry, George. A stitch in time, as they say.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Wouldn't do us any good for the fence to fall apart in the middle of a lesson.
No.
We could have horses and kids all over the place. Yeah. Excuse me, I'll just stick a nail in this middle poster.
What? Oh, sorry. Of course, you could have got someone in to see to it.
Nah, it's not worth it for a little job like this. Besides, I find myself doing more and more of these jobs for Chris. Become the unofficial handyman I am. Yeah.
I know the feeling.
Well, it's not like I haven't got the time these days, is it?
And it's best to keep yourself occupied, isn't it?
Right. Well, shall we rejoin the ladies in the kitchen?
Mm. Tell you what you ought to consider, if you're at a loose end, that is.
Oh, yeah, what's that?
The panto. I know Linda's still looking for cast members.
Me? Oh, come on, you're joking, Mr. Wood.
Why not? You know I'm involved, don't you?
Oh, yeah, of course. But with respect, it is more your sort of thing, aren't it? Hello, Bridie. How are you doing, eh?
It's just that I think you'd enjoy it, that's all. It's going to be a tremendous laugh.
Oh, is it now? Hey, I got a carrot for you somewhere, Bridie.
Oh, yes. I mean, look who else is in it. There's me, as I said, and David, Neil, Tony. You should consider it, George. I mean, this'll be the last big village event before the millennium. Should be quite special.
Well, yeah, I reckon it might at that. Yeah.
There you go, old lass. I'll see you later, eh?
So, what do you think?
Oh, I don't know, Mr. Woolley.
Oh, go on, don't be such an old stick in the mud.
Well,
like I say, the last village event of the millennium.
That's true. Hamlet wouldn't be so bad. Long as I didn't have too many lines to learn.
That's the spirit.
Hey, and oh, speaking of the millennium, have you decided what your plans will be for the new year?
Oh, well, we would have liked to have gone to Guernsey, but, well, Piggy's a bit worried about leaving Pat and Tony, to be honest.
Come on. Go on, that's it. Go on, in you go. Oh, blast it. Come here. Oi.
Need a hand, Mike?
Hey, oh, yeah, I wouldn't mind, Mr. Snelltar.
Mike, are these Brian's sheep?
Yeah, I reckon. Only a few got out, but in exactly a one-man job, as you can see.
Go on, in you get.
Look, I'll see to these two. Could you get the gate when they're in, Mrs. Snell?
Certainly.
Right. Come on, that's it. Nearly there. Of course, the amount they're worth would always be doing Brian a favour to let them run off.
Yeah, so I hear.
Okay, Mrs. Snell.
There we go.
Oh, thanks. Only thing I was going to manage there.
Pleasure. Well, I suppose...
Actually, while I've got your attention, Mike, there is something I'd like to ask you.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, this year's pantomime. How would you like to be in it?
Me? Well, I...
Should be fun, Mike.
Neil did recommend you for the part I have in mind, and I think you'll complement each other very well.
Neil? Neil's in the panto?
Yes, he's going to be a merry man, as would you be, of course.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're the good guys, weren't they, the merry men?
They certainly were.
Good guys and tough guys.
Ah.
I mean, think about it, Mike. Living rough in a damp, dark forest in the middle of winter, a winter like this... The sheriff's men forever searching for you. And if you are captured, woe betide you. They had precious little to be merry about, I can tell you. They'd have been hard as nails.
Oh, go on then. If Neil's going to be in it, I wouldn't want to let the side down. You can count me in, Mrs. Snell.
Wonderful. I can say I have another cast member.
What's all this then? Auditioning on the country lanes now, is it?
Hello, George. Well, you know me, George. Never one to pass up an opportunity.
Listen, I need to get on. Thanks for the help, and I'll see you all later.
Bye.
So, I suppose you're all cast, are you?
No, as it happens, I still need an Alan Adale.
I don't know about that. He were a minstrel, weren't he? I wouldn't want to do any singing.
George, are you volunteering?
Well, I was talking to Mr. Woolley.
Our dame.
And he pointed out how the panto's the last big thing of the millennium and all.
Good old Jack.
George, you need say no more. I, for one, would gladly have you in the company, and I've got just the part for you.
Yes. I don't want to be Alan Adale, though. I'm too old, and my singing voice ain't up to much either. What's more, I don't want too many lines. I'm hopeless at remembering
them. No. I was thinking of Roy for Alan Adale, actually. The part I have for you fits the bill exactly. It embodies, if I may say, all the virtues that are George Barford. Loyalty, faithfulness, a certain terrier-like doggedness.
I'm flattered. Not too many lines.
Not if it's the part I'm thinking.
Rehearsal Wednesday, 7:30. That all right?
I'll be there. And right, well, ta-da, good day to you.
Bye, George. Right, let's get back, Robert. It's freezing.
Linda, by my calculation, excluding Alan Adale, there's only two parts left.
Yes, Robert. Your point being?
Well, don't you think you should have told them what they're playing?
I'm not completely stupid, Robert.
No.
I ain't saying it ain't a loss to you.
Well, that's what it sounds like, Mike.
No, I ain't saying that at all.
Gentlemen, please.
No, then what?
Well, you lost cows before, and your insurance will cover it, won't it?
Listen, this was more than just a milker to us, and I ain't being sentimental.
No.
I'm talking about earning power. I'm talking about near on 300.
Do you mind?
Something wrong, Kate?
Look, I'm really sorry about your cow, Eddie, but it's nearly the end of my shift, and I want to go home. Now, do you intend to pay for that box of chocolates or not?
Oh, of course I do. This is Clary's anniversary present, this is.
Right. That's £2.50, please.
There you go.
Right, that's 50 change. Happy anniversary.
So,
see you, Mike.
Yeah, see ya.
Right, Mike, what can we do for you?
I don't know. I thought I'd come in for a newspaper, but this all you got left, is it?
I'm afraid so at this time.
Yeah, Betty usually keeps me one boy, see ya. Oh, well, maybe I won't bother.
Elias! Oh, hello, Mike.
Jennifer? Hello there, little Phoebe. What have you been up to then, eh? Hey, coming to see your granddad at his birthday next week, are you?
Oh, yes, Betty was saying. It's your 50th, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right, big 5-0.
Oh, sorry, Mike, I think Kate's waiting to serve you.
Oh, no, it's all right. I was on my way anyway. Bye. Bye, Phoebe. See you, Kate.
Bye.
Bye, Mike.
Has someone changed the sign outside from shop and post office to chat room or something? I thought he'd never go.
Well, come on, darling. You know people often come in here for a gossip. And you were complaining that the conversation was boring this morning.
Oh, and of course, it's been really thrilling this afternoon. I've heard about the death of Eddie Grundy's cow and the tree planting and the fact that the bell ringing team have got to go somewhere else this week. I mean, how can I cope with the excitement?
Okay, I understand. It's been a tough day.
Only tough in the sense of completely banal.
Mummy.
Oh, hey, you. Come to Mummy, eh? Ooh! Who loves you, eh? Eh? She's been good.
Yeah, as gold. Anyway, at least you can comfort yourself with the fact that it's over for another 3 weeks.
Yeah, well.
Look, the car's parked outside. Why don't you catch up here and
actually, Mum, thanks all the same, but I think me and Phoebe will walk back. After a day like today, the cool air will clear my head.
Oh, darling, it's freezing out. I don't want Phoebe catching a chill.
She's well wrapped up. Oh, come on, Mum, you've had her all day.
Right, well, I'll see you later then.
Bye, Mum. Thanks for taking her out.
Don't be silly. Bye.
Responsible, eh, Phoebes? That's a word that keeps being flung around lately. Oh, babes. We've got to get out of here and soon.
Right. Now about a bit there. Okay. And there. And it was just swirl around a bit.
What's all this then?
Rip it, heck.
Oh, sorry, made you jump.
Oh, you silly old fool. You nearly knocked me paint pot over.
Thought you already had. All over your picture by the looks of things.
Yeah, well, what would you know about it?
A lot more than you, judging by that mess.
Yeah, well, that's where you're wrong, isn't it? So I got a book out of the library, an art book.
Look, what are you doing, Eddie?
Recreating the works of Poppy, if you must know.
Eh? You mean you're going to pass that mess off as one of hers?
Why not?
Well, it's a forgery for a start.
Not my fault she pegged it, is it?
Don't change the what's it. The ethical situation.
Well, ethical situation you in a minute.
Well, does it?
Look, who's to know, eh? Looking at that book, well, half the paintings in there seem to be just a mess on the canvas just like Poppy did. And they're worth millions. There's no trick to it.
Still dishonest.
Yeah, well, it's 300 quid's worth of dishonest that won't hurt no one and I'll be none the wiser. So I reckon I'll live with me conscience.
Fair enough. Got a point there, Eddie.
Yeah, I had a feeling you was going to say that. Especially with things the way they are at the moment.
Ah, well, I knew there was something I meant to tell you. You was milking when the post come this morning, weren't you?
Oh, no. Oh, please don't tell me it was another bill, Dad. I can really do without that right now.
No, it wasn't no bill. Clary got a letter from her sister, is all.
Rosie? What did she want?
She offered to pay the phone bill. Said she'd heard we was in dire straits and didn't like not being able to phone Clary.
No.
Well, that's what you'd be pleased. Clary is. And we'll have the phone back.
Getting the phone back doesn't solve our problems, does it? What's more, I ain't that pleased about taking charity from the likes of Rosie.
Beggars can't be choosers, Eddie. If they could, you wouldn't be in here trying to forge a painting by a dead cow, would you?
Suppose not.
Eddie! Come here, anyone
back? Oh, flipping heck. I'll hide the painting. You take the paint pot. Oh, blimey, it's dripping wet.
Hello?
What are you talking about? Oh,
I don't want Elizabeth Archer getting to hear about me painting this thing, do I now? Move!
Go!
Oh, get it away, will you? Get them paint pots over here.
Anyone in the bar?
Right. Blimey, it's going all over the place.
Oh, is that you, Susan?
Hello, Eddie. Thought I heard voices.
Afternoon, Joe.
Susan Carter, what brings you over this way then?
I was just returning some sewing patterns I borrowed off Parry.
Oh.
I'd have dropped him in the kitchen, only the house was locked up.
Ah, yeah. Well,
was it? Clary must have left the latch on by accident.
Oh,
don't worry, Susan, I'll take him for you.
Oh, okay, I'll... you two been decorating or something?
Decorating?
Yeah. You're both covered in paint.
That's right, decorating.
Go on, then. Go on, in you go. Go on. Hi, Dad.
It's quite something, isn't it?
Sorry?
Go on. I said it's quite something, leaving it this late to bring them in.
Yeah. Couldn't have left it any later, though. The grass is already past it now.
Paddocks are in reasonable condition, though, bar one or two a bit poached.
Oh, I'd be the first to admit that.
And they've milked pretty well on the buffer feeding.
Yeah, surprisingly well. We'll have enough silage for the winter, as long as it's not too hard.
So, you'd say the system's proved itself?
Well, I think I'd like to see the winter through first before I commit myself.
Mr. Archer?
Neil, how have you been getting on with the birds?
Our gate's all done, are they?
Pretty much. Bert's just sorting out a few loose ends. I was on my way home, only Mrs. Archer said you'd been looking for me.
Well, I have, as it happens.
Well, if you two will excuse me, I've got to change the liners. I'll see you later, Neil.
Yeah, bye, David. So, what can I do for you, Mr. Archer?
Oh, it's nothing very urgent. I just wanted to sound you out about our pigs, that's all.
Oh, yes?
Yeah. I mean, this is all very hypothetical at the moment, but you know we've had this consultant in, don't you?
Yes, David mentioned something about it. I expect he told you to get out while you can. That's what everybody else seems to be doing.
Well, that was one option, yes. Believe me, it's a debate we've had a few times over our kitchen table. But another option was to expand, make the herd big enough to be competitive.
Really? And that's what you're going to do?
It's something we're considering.
Ah. Expand how much?
Oh, well, I haven't got the figures to hand right at the moment, but we're thinking about going up to 100 sows.
Well, nice to know there's people who still have faith in the market.
But as I say, it's all hypothetical. But of course, if we did expand, we'd need a full-time pigman on board again.
Oh. Oh, I suppose you would, yeah.
Well, I can't tell her, Betty. She didn't take any notice of me.
Susan, love, have you seen my gloves? Oh, sorry.
Look, he can't go on like this, can he? Someone will have to say something to her. Anyway, look, Betty, I'd better go. I'll see you tomorrow then. Bye.
Don't tell me. Kate Aldridge?
Who else?
Poor kid.
What do you mean?
Well, her against you and Betty. I don't fancy her chances.
Isn't funny, Neil? Should have seen the state of the shop when I got in this afternoon. Half of the shelves needed restocking. There were till rolls all over the place. And all I got from little Miss Sunshine by way of explanation was that she reckoned it wasn't her job. Poor kid, my Aunt Fanny.
Yeah, all right. He did have the sins of Kate Aldridge all through tea, Susan.
You don't have to put up with her.
No, I don't have to put up with her.
Well, you don't.
Okay, okay. You've seen my gloves at all?
I think I saw them in the car.
Oh, right, I can get them when I go then. I had a word with Mr. Archer today, just before I came home.
Yeah?
Yeah. He's thinking of expanding his pig operation.
Oh?
And, well, they'd need a full-time pig man if they did.
Oh, great.
Now, come on, Susan.
No, I won't come on. Back to square one, then, is it? You a full-time pig man?
Well, it may never happen, but I mean, you never really thought I was ever going back to repping, did you?
No, I suppose not. Oh, but I don't know where I am with you, Neil. Well, one minute you're going to help Tommy expand his operation. Next minute you're talking about working at Brookfield.
Look, nothing's settled yet, love.
Do you want a whiskey, David?
Oh, yeah, thanks, Dad.
Right. You know I had a word with Neil today.
Yeah, what was all that about?
Well, I just wanted to sound him out about expansion.
whether he'd be interested in coming here as a full-time pigman.
Ah. Don't you think that was a bit premature?
No. Why?
Well, we haven't decided on anything yet.
Oh, I know. I made it very clear I was talking hypothetically. I just wanted to sound him out, that's all.
Yeah, I can see that, but...
Oh, come on, David. It's not as if I offered him a contract or anything. I just wanted to...
Sound him out. Yeah, I know.
Why the concerned look?
Well, it's just... I mean, there's very little contract work round for Neil at the moment, and his pig operation's making less than nothing, apart from those few organic ones he does with Tommy.
I thought that was about to go up a gear. Didn't I hear something about Tommy making sausages for that organic place over Felpershire, right?
Oh, I gather that's all fallen through.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah, it is. Anyway, the point I'm making about Neil is that, you know, times are tough for him. I don't know that it's very fair to raise his hopes, that's all.
Well, I told him it wasn't anything definite.
Yeah, why approach him at all?
Because if we do expand, then we'll need the best man for the job. And I don't think you disagree that Neil is the best man.
No, of course I wouldn't, but it's a big if, isn't it?
Well, look, we both know, realistically, there's no other way if we're going to keep the pigs.
Yes, if, again.
Look, David,
Hang on. What's happened to Mum? She went out to make herself a drink ages ago.
Oh. Well, I expect she's gone to bed. Probably got fed up with talking about the same subject all the time.
Yeah. And if Ruth hadn't gone out with Usha, she'd be in here talking about it too.
We keep going over the same ground. Must get a bit wearisome for your mother to hear it all time and time again.
Yeah, you're right. Sooner or later, we'll have to come to some sort of decision.
Yeah. And really, it ought to be sooner.
Eddie? Eddie? Eddie, you in there?
Well, yeah, in here, Dan.
Oh, Clary sent me out to find you. She says the cocoa's ready.
Oh, right, so...
Still messing with this blessed paint, you know?
Yeah, I suppose I am.
Bless it, then.
Well, can you see another one hanging around anywhere?
No need to be like that. This is the finished article, is it?
I suppose it is. So, what do you think?
Me? Well, it isn't exactly the Mona Lisa, is it?
It's not supposed to be the Mona Lisa. It's meant to be a what's it? An abstract.
Yeah, I think so. I need to get your knickers in a twist.
Painted by our late lamented heifer, Poppy, with her tail. So?
So, it's very nice.
I ain't asking what your opinion is, you daft beggar. I'm asking you if you think it looks like the real thing.
Oh. Oh, well, does it look genuine? I don't know. It could be by our Poppy, but...
But what?
I don't know. There's definitely something missing.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Something not right.
Yeah, but for the life of me, I can't work out what. The trouble is, we ain't got none of her other paintings to compare it with.
Here, pass us that can of red, will you?
What are you going to do?
You just pass it over.
You better not muck up any of my hard work, Dad. This thing has to be dry and delivered to Lower Loxley first thing tomorrow.
Yeah, give it here now. If we just put a couple of blobs here...
Watch it, that's too much!
No, it ain't. Don't be so daft. Not if we spread it around a bit. You see, what weren't there is what Elizabeth Archer was calling the starburst on the last two. There! You'll be that, then, eh? Yeah, that's closer to a genuine poppy, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Still not perfect, though. I don't know what's different, but...
Ah, get away with you. That's close enough to fool Elizabeth Archer.
Oh, it better be, Dad. It better be.
Hello, Helen. Hi, Grant. Working hard, I see.
Yeah, it is. No rest for the wicked. Oh. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. Just wanting a quick word with your dad. Is he about?
Yeah, he's in the kitchen having some breakfast, I think. He's not long finished milking.
Yes, I thought he might be. Well, how are things with you?
Me? You know, busy. If I'm not working at Ann Baxter's, then there's always something to do here.
And everyone else?
You're all right?
Sure.
Of course I am. Why shouldn't we be?
Well, I just wondered, that's all. What with Christmas coming and everything?
Oh, Christmas. I don't know. expect it will be the usual last-minute rush to get everything organised. Always is, isn't it?
I was thinking particularly of your mother, to be honest.
Oh, Mum? She's fine.
Oh, that's something anyway.
Grant, why the worry? Mum hasn't said anything to you, has she?
Like what, dear?
Oh, I don't know. Something that indicated... Well, I mean, you don't think she's going to have one of her downers, do you?
No, I'm just making sure everyone's all right, that's all. I'll go on in and find your dad. Oh, hello, Tommy.
Hi, Gran. How's it going?
Oh, not too bad. I expect I'll see you both later.
Bye, Gran.
Bye.
Social call?
Gran, I think so.
But you're not sure?
She seems bothered about something. Couldn't get her to say what, though.
Oh, well, if there's anything to do with us, we'll find out soon enough.
True.
Anyway, have I got news for you?
I don't know. Have you?
Howard Friend's just been on the phone, or rather a store manager has.
Oh, yeah? What'd he say?
He says that he and Howard have had a bit of a rethink, chewed over the sausage issue, and yes, he really did say chewed over.
Never mind that. Are they going to go for it or not?
They most certainly are. We're in business.
Excellent.
Good, isn't it?
Oh, I knew we'd be okay if we got to see him.
Yeah, he saw for himself he wasn't dealing with a nutter.
It's brilliant news, Tom. Oh, congratulations. Oh, anyway, I'd better get on with this delivery.
Hang on, look, before you rush off, I wanted to say thanks. If it hadn't been for you, I'd have just given up on the idea.
Oh, my pleasure. Just remember, I want a big Christmas present this year, that's all.
Consider it done. Meantime, how about I buy us a drink at the Cat this lunchtime? Celebrate my good fortune.
Fine. Right then, better get this lot off to Borchester. I won't be back in time to take advantage of your offer. See ya.
See you later.
Look, Jim, are you sure you don't want me to...
Oh, dear, you finish your breakfast. I think I can manage to make myself a cup of coffee.
Okay.
Anyway, Nigel's being very strict with her now. Mm-hmm. All Elizabeth has to do is sit on the sofa and relax. He's allowing her to use a cordless phone for gallery matters, but that's it.
Well, must be quite frustrating for her.
Well, with her heart condition, it's the only sensible way. She's a lady of leisure now, at least until the babies are born. Mm. Although I think Jill's still rather worried they don't know what they're letting themselves in for. Well,
they'll learn soon enough.
I expect they will.
Anyway, you didn't come round here to discuss Nigel and Elizabeth, did you?
No. I wanted to talk to you about Christmas.
What about it?
Oh, you know, about who's going where, that sort of thing.
Well, surely that's all settled. You and Jack are coming here for the day.
Yes, that's what we said.
Well, what's the problem?
Oh, no problem, dear. I just wondered if it might not be easier on Pat if you all came over to us instead.
Well, it might be, but then it wouldn't be easier on you. Anyway... Pat's set on the idea of you coming here, really.
Yes, I thought you might say that. In which case, what are your plans for New Year's Eve?
Well, I don't know. We hadn't really... Well, you know...
Yes, I had a feeling you wouldn't have given it much thought. It's settled, then. You can all come over to the lodge.
You've got it all sorted, have you?
Well, I know how tough the millennium's going to be on you all.
You mean because of John?
Not just another year without him. Well, I mean, what with it being his birthday and everybody celebrating the new century.
Yes.
And so I thought, if we were all together...
But weren't you thinking of going to see Lillian?
Yes, that was an option. But I really don't want to abandon you and Pat. And the children, of course. That's why I thought of inviting you over.
Ah, I see.
Tell you what, why don't you talk to Pat about it? See what she says.
Yes, OK. And thanks for the offer, Mum.
There you go.
Thanks. Did you just buy Eddie a drink?
What? Oh, yeah. Well, he has something to celebrate as well.
Oh, what exactly?
You know he's got this cow that paints pictures.
Run that by me again?
Come on, I'm sure I've told you this. They dip this heifer's tail in paint and let her loose on a canvas.
No, I think I would have remembered if you had.
Anyway, he's just managed to get Nigel Pargeter to hand over a cheque for one of them. £300, he reckons.
You're joking.
No, they're selling them through this new gallery of theirs. It's the fourth one they've bought, apparently.
So how come you're buying Eddie a drink? Sounds like he should be buying you one.
Oh, he deserves a break, does Eddie? You know that business with their TV and video? Dad reckons the Grungers are right on their uppers.
They're always on their uppers.
No, seriously on their uppers. He said he didn't have any hard proof or anything. But, well, that's what he reckoned anyway. And when I saw Eddie sitting there nursing a half, couldn't resist buying him a pint.
Sean's being a bit previous with the music, isn't he? It's worse than being in Underwoods. I had the Holly and the Ivy playing when I made today's delivery.
I'm not complaining. I think I'm going to enjoy Christmas this year. After all, it could have been my first one inside. Anyway, let's not forget why we're here. To the new Bridge Farm Enterprise.
Cheers.
Cheers. I'm going to get on the blower to Neil this afternoon. Tell him it's all systems go. Thanks again. I couldn't have done it without you.
Yeah, well, you haven't actually done it yet. It's going to be a hell of a lot of work for you to fill those extra orders.
Oh, that's it. Let's just rain on my parade, shall we?
I know. It's just that I've been having a little think about this.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I've got a sort of proposal.
Oh? And what sort of proposal would this be, then?
OK, we all know where your forte is when it comes to the pork. It's looking after the pigs themselves.
No argument there.
And we also know that if there are any slight chinks in your business armour, it should be in the paperwork, the admin, accounts, all that.
Deeply hurt as I am at your lack of faith in my skills with the calculator, I'll admit to that. So what?
So why don't you let me handle it for you?
What?
I'll do the admin and handle the finance. I'll even liaise with a butcher. That'll leave you free to deal with the practical side of things. Well, what do you think?
What do I think? When can you start? It's a great idea.
It's a deal, then.
Well, I reckon it is. Just one thing. I mean, don't think I'm not grateful or anything, but why? It's a load of extra work for you on top of college and everything.
It's not just that I'm saying to anything.
No.
But look, this deal is important. If we do it right, it's got real potential. Maybe one day it could be as big as the Underwoods orders to the dairy.
Steady on.
So we have to make sure there aren't any mistakes. We don't want to look like a bunch of well-meaning amateurs, do we?
Are you saying we would?
No, I'm just saying, with me helping out, it'll be easier to avoid the slip-ups.
Yeah, you're right. Looks like I've got myself a new partner, then.
I suppose it does. Oh, listen, speaking of partners, how's yours?
Sorry?
As in partner in crime, Kirsty. It's horrible still having to be a part, even after you've been acquitted.
I certainly won't disagree with that.
I really think you shouldn't worry about it, Jack.
I know. You're right, of course, but I can't help it. George and I, we built up that shoot from scratch. I do hope it's going to live up to its reputation.
Oh, I'm sure your old customers will expect something a bit different now the two shoots are being combined.
Ah, that's what worries me. How different will it be? I mean, the guns at the estate shoots are usually corporate types, whereas the guns at Grey Gables, well, they're more traditional. Like to see things done a certain way. I can't imagine the two groups mixing very well.
Could you pass that salad bowl?
Oh, yeah. There you are.
Oh, thanks. I'm sure that as long as everyone has a good day's sport, they'll have nothing to complain about.
And what about tonight's dinner? I mean, I know Jean-Paul got into a terrible state when he found out he'd have those extra numbers.
Oh, Jack, you know Caroline had this sorted out ages ago.
Yes, I know, but...
And it really isn't your concern now, is it?
I know. I just regret the fact that it's all got so big, so impersonal. It's the way of things these days, I suppose. Seems to me the new millennium's got more to do with logos and corporations than it has to do with people.
Oh, dear me, you are a bit down in the dumps, aren't you? Oh, would you mind getting that, Jack?
Oh, no. Weren't expecting anyone, were we?
Not that I can think of.
Oh, hello, Tony. Come in.
Afternoon, Jack. Is Mum about?
Oh, come through, Tony.
Oh, right, thanks.
Just about to have a cup of tea. I'm sure there's enough in the pot for three if you want one.
No, you're all right. I've got to get back to work. You carry on, though.
Right, you are. I'll pause, shall I, love?
Oh, thanks, dear.
Right.
Well, sit down at least, Tony.
Right, thanks. Mum, you know what you said this morning about the new year?
Oh, yes?
Well, I talked to Pat and... Well, I don't want to seem ungrateful or anything, but we both think that... Well, that you should go to Guernsey after all.
Oh, I see.
Ah, there you are, love.
Oh, thanks.
I mean, it really was a nice offer and everything, but... Well, we both felt that this new year of all new years should be just a quiet evening with us and the kids.
Oh, it seems reasonable enough to me. Don't you think, Peggy?
Yes, of course it does. You must do what you think best.
It's just that, well, everyone's expecting to go a bit mad this year. And we didn't want to make the same mistake we made for Tommy's 18th birthday. You know, trying to have a big celebration that none of us wanted. I mean, if John's birthday hadn't fallen on the 31st of December, maybe it'd be different, but there you are.
Well, if you're sure.
Yes, we are. And thanks for your offer, really. Hey, now, listen. There is one celebration coming up that we'd like everyone to come to. You know it's our silver wedding anniversary on the 12th of December.
Oh, yes, we hadn't forgotten.
Well, we thought we'd have a bit of a celebration for that. You know, for the family.
Oh, well, that sounds like fun, doesn't it, Peggy?
Yes, we'll be there.
Anyway, I'm going to get back to work. I'll see you, Mum, and thanks once again.
Bye, Tony.
I'll see you out.
Oh, that really isn't necessary, Jack.
Nonsense. If I can't see someone to my own front door, where would I be, eh?
And bye, then.
Bye, Tony. Ah, well, I can't say I blame them, can you?
Sorry?
I said I can't say I blame them. Oh, I think I'd probably want to do the same in their position. You're not too offended, are you, love?
Oh, no. It was just an offer. Besides, we'll be able to go to Guernsey now, won't we?
You don't look too happy about it, Peggy.
Oh, it's just that I've thought of something else.
Hmm?
This silver wedding party they're having. He did say it was for the family, didn't he?
He did. So?
Well, does that include Brian and Jennifer?
Oh, there they go again. I wonder if they're ever going to finish at Woodbine Cottage.
Oh, the workmen have all been coming in at lunchtime this week. Don't wish them away.
That's true. How are we doing?
Well, I'm nearly finished out here. Once I'm done with the bar, I'll go and wash the ashtrays. Yeah. And then I can start getting the restaurant ready.
Yes. All right. I have said I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be quite so late back last night.
No. A man's got to have a hobby, I fully admit that. And if you want to pump iron, or whatever it is you do at that gym, till the small hours...
Oh, be fair, love, it wasn't quite the small
far
hours.
Far be it from me to interfere. Just don't blame me if I milk it for all it's worth, that's all. It's only so I can use it for emotional blackmail next time I need time off.
Good. As long as it's all forgiven, then.
Forgiven and forgotten. Anyway, how did it go? I didn't have a chance to ask you last night. In the gym. Did you achieve the burn or whatever?
The what?
Well, I don't know the terminology, do I?
No, I suppose not.
So?
You know, it went.
Thanks for that detailed description.
There's no nothing so bad, really.
Well, for not a lot, you were there long enough.
I just got involved with my exercise plan, that's all. Could you get that for us, love? I'm just tallying up.
Sure.
Thank you.
Hello, Mike.
Morning, Cathy. Just come to settle the milk bill.
Sure, come in.
What is it?
Hi. How much is it, Mike?
There you go.
Oh. Yes, right. You are then, Mike. And cheap at the price.
Get some of it back tonight. Reckon I'll need a pint or two out of rehearsals.
Rehearsals?
Oh, yes. I heard you become a member of Linda Snell's ensemble.
You're in the panto, Mike, really?
Yeah, why not?
Well, no reason. Just didn't think it'd be your thing, that's all.
Well, normally I run a mile, but you know what her nibs is like. Won't take no for an answer.
Well, that's true enough.
Anyway, Neil's doing it, and David, so should be a laugh.
Well, what part are you playing?
One of the Merry Men, apparently.
Oh, yeah? Which one?
Oh, I don't know. Linda Salent told me. Still, I expect I'll find out tonight. Can't rehearse, so I don't know what part I'm doing, can I?
Oh, George, good morning.
Hello, Marjorie. How are you today?
I'm very well, thanks.
Well, you seem pretty chipper, if I may say so.
I am. Enjoying this lovely mild weather we're having today.
Ah, it's not too bad at all, is it?
I hope it stays like this for the tree planting at the Millennium Wood tomorrow.
Of course.
Don't tell me you've forgotten.
Well, no, of course not. It's just I've got my mind full with these rehearsals.
Oh, you're involved, are you?
Oh, aye, apparently.
That's good, because...
Morning!
Morning.
Oh, sorry, did I interrupt?
I was just about to ask George when the next panto rehearsal was. I meant to go last night, but I got rather involved with something.
You're okay. There wasn't a rehearsal last night. I know that because I've been drafted in to help, and last night I was at the gym.
There's a rehearsal tonight, Marjorie.
Oh, good. I shall go along and offer my services as a piano player. It's so nice to be involved with things like this again.
Oh,
in the meantime, I must be going. I've some things to collect for tomorrow. Goodbye.
Okay. Bye, Marjorie. Well, she certainly seems back to her old self.
More so, I'd say. So, did I hear right, Mr. Barford?
Hmm?
You're involved with the panto too, I didn't know.
Well, neither did I until Sunday, and then somehow I found myself volunteering.
Still, it should be fun.
Yeah, I reckon it might. Last panto of the Millennium and all that. So, what part has Linda got you playing?
Oh, she hasn't exactly. That's something I should try and speak to Mrs. Antrobus about. What about you? backstage, is it? Or will you be treading the boards?
Oh, treading the boards, if you can believe that.
Of course I can. I'm sure you'll cut a very dashing figure.
Well, that's as may be, you young flatterer.
Me? Has it?
But I've told Linda, I don't mind getting up there and making a fool of myself, as long as I don't have too many lines.
Evening, Joe.
Evening.
Mind if I collect a few of these glasses?
Not at all, Sid Perks, not at all.
Now, I don't seem to have seen you in here much later.
Oh, that's so bad. I've had to look better than I have been, to be honest.
Oh, yeah? Now, why's that?
Eddie's made a lucrative delivery. And he's got a promise of some fencing work.
Fencing work? Oh, don't fancy your Eddie with a sword.
What are you on about?
Yeah, nothing.
Yeah, well, it all helps to keep the wolf from the door, doesn't it?
Yeah, I suppose it does, yeah.
And as he was out beating for the big shoot today, that means we'll have just a little bit more cash coming in, so Clary thought she might let me come down here for a pint. Just the one, mate. Seeing how it's nearly yuletide. Yeah, it's a good job you're only looking, Sid Perks, because in some countries they put you away.
What?
Well, you keep staring over there where young Jolene Rogers is, sitting at the bar talking to your good lady.
The neck, Joe, what are you talking about?
I mean, I didn't say no blames you, mind. She's a fine figure of a woman, is Jolene Rogers. Fair nearly turned my Eddie's head once.
You don't have to talk some cobblers, Joe Grundy. I was only looking over there to see if Kathy needed any help.
Well, if you say so.
Yes, I do.
And of my business, any rule.
No, it isn't.
Still, I suppose every wife has to be a widow to something.
I reckon you might be right.
I mean, it can be anything, can't it?
Oh, yeah. Football, cricket.
Fishing.
That's another one.
But in Sid's case, it's fitness.
Oh, I wonder where this was going. Yeah, I heard Sid was quite a fanatic about it.
Fanatic? It isn't the word. The only time I ever see him these days is behind this bar.
Oh, yeah?
Well, he seems to spend the rest of his time at the gym in Borchester. Well, went there last night, as it happened. Muggins left a coat here, of course.
Typical.
So what about you?
Me?
When you were married? What was the hobby you were a widow to?
In Wayne's case, redheads mainly.
Oh,
good evening.
Hello, Marjorie. What can I get you?
Gin and tonic, please, Kathy.
Right, you are.
Oh, let me get this, Kathy.
Right. That's very kind of you, Jim.
No, I think I owe you one. You see, this morning, I meant to tell you about...
Oh, this is about playing the music for the pantomime.
Yeah.
Oh, don't worry, dear. I've just come to the village hall and Linda's told me you're in charge of that department.
Oh, I see. It's just you were in such a hurry, I didn't really have a chance to say anything.
Don't give it a second thought, really.
So, are you going to be involved at all, Marjorie?
Oh, yes. Linda's asked me to help out with the front of house, which I'm more than happy to do.
Well, less hanging around for you as well. Linda doesn't usually need me in rehearsal until well into the first hour. Hence me being here.
That's £2, please, Jolene.
Right, you are.
Excuse me, ladies, if I could just get behind the bar, thank you.
Oh, here he is, the happy wanderer, meet Charles Atlas. There's your change, Jolene.
So,
what are you talking about now, Kathy?
I was just telling Jolene how you spent most of yesterday evening at the gym.
Now, isn't that a coincidence? Jolene, this morning...
I know what I meant to ask you. How are you feeling after your operation?
Yes, Marjorie, you're looking very fit.
Oh, I am. It's like a new lease of life. I can't tell you what a difference it makes.
Okay, people, can we just take five? I need a quick word about Crocs. Robert!
Oh, flipping, not again.
Oh, you better get used to this, mate. With a cast this size, I get the feeling we're going to be doing a lot of sitting around.
Yeah, I reckon you might be right.
Anyway, you were saying about this silver wedding do of yours.
Yeah, 25 years. Think that's got to be worth celebrating, don't you?
Yeah. And Pat's keen on having a big bash, is she?
Well, not a big bash. Probably just the immediate family.
Oh, yeah? How immediate?
Sorry?
Well, would that include your sister and brother-in-law?
Oh, I see. Yeah, Brian and Jennifer will be invited.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Although, of course, there's no guarantee they're going to accept the invitation, is there?
Oh, come on, they wouldn't be that petty, would they?
Oh, remains to be seen, doesn't it? Hang on, David. Linda!
Yes, Tony, yes, all right. You'll have to be patient. I'm hoping to do one of your scenes today, but it all rather depends on whether
I want a word about the script.
What about it?
Well, look, this line I've got on page 17. Mm. The peasant says, "The people are starving, good Robin Hood," right? And Robin says, "So many and
where..." Where shall we find enough to feed them all, yes.
Yeah, and then I say, You could try Friends Organic Store.
For best quality veg and much, much more, so...
It's not funny, David.
Yes, it is.
What's a line like that doing in the script?
Howard Friend has generously agreed to sponsor us in exchange for one or two references to his shop in the production.
Has he?
That sounds like Howard Friend, all right. Bribery and corruption, that is.
The line stays, Tony.
Oh, but...
Anyway, you should talk, Tony. I hear Tommy's going to do sausages for Howard Friend after all.
Yeah, well, that's business.
So's this. And unless Bridge Farm would like to sponsor the whole production...
Oh, well...
Good. Now, there are other people I need to rehearse before I come back to you two.
Come on, Tony. Let's go and practice some lines somewhere.
Oh, it's typical of Howard Friend, this is.
Oi, Mrs. Snell.
Oh, now what?
Linda, we've been waiting for ages.
Yes, all right, I will come to you both when I can. You'll appreciate I can't rehearse everybody at once.
Yeah, but we don't even know what parts we got yet.
Well, we could at least be looking at our line.
Ah, yes, actually, that's the point. Gentlemen, if you could follow me over here. There's some costumes I'd like to try on. We found these in the store cupboard. They must have been from previous shows. There you are, George. And Mike.
Thanks.
If you could just pop backstage and try them on, and then we'll be able to see whether they need letting in, or more likely out.
Hang on, what's this? It's a dressing game.
No, a Mug's Habit. You'll be giving us your Friar Tuck.
Friar Tuck?
Oh, please, I don't know why you're looking so shocked, Mike. I said you were playing a merry man.
Yeah, but I thought merry man as in one of the tough guys.
Well... Friar Tuck has his own idiosyncratic toughness, subtly concealed by his being overweight and slightly effete.
What do you mean, overweight?
Look, Linda, I don't know about this. I mean, Towser the dog...
You said you didn't want many lines to learn.
Oh,
so
no.
You've got your wish. You have precisely one. It's Woof.
Oh, come on, Mrs.
Now, look, you're both going to be brilliant in these roles, all right?
Yeah, sure.
Good, that's settled then. Only Alan a day or to cast, and with a full company. Ladies and gentlemen, we're just about ready to start again. Sorry for the delay. Okay, now, let's make this a village pantomime to remember.
There you are, darling. Don't have to get cold.
Hmm? Oh, thanks, Jenny.
Mm. Hi. Just dropping her off.
Morning.
Hello. There you go, sweetheart. You have a lovely day with Grandma.
Thank you.
Oh, you will, won't we? Bob it. Better than I'll have, no doubt.
Why, what's the matter?
What's the matter? Oh, I don't know. Working in that shop day in, day out and being bored out of my mind would probably be favourite.
I'm glad I asked.
I'll just put a bag down here, shall I?
Oh, yeah, fine.
Okay, well, I'll see you all later then.
Well, you won't forget this afternoon, will you?
This afternoon? Why, what's happening then?
For goodness sake, the tree planting ceremony. I've mentioned it several times.
I know, I was being sarcastic.
Well, I expect you to be there too, Brian.
Me? Mm. Oh, Jenny.
Well, I mean it. This is the Aldridge Millennium Wood, remember? Mm. And it's hardly fair to expect the rest of the village to plant saplings and put seeds in pots if the Aldridges themselves can't be bothered to turn up.
Don't worry, I'll be there.
I mean, it is National Tree Week after all. And I think if we're having a wood named after us, we ought at least to try to make an effort.
I said I'll be there.
Good. And Brian?
Don't look like I've much choice, does it?
Marvellous. Well, that's settled then.
I'll see you later.
Oh, dear. Summer's all sweetness and light this morning.
I know. To be honest, Brian, I'm more than a little bit worried about Kate.
What? Because she doesn't like working. That hardly sets her apart from the crowd, does it?
Well, she's been very morose for weeks now. And I don't think it's just working in the shop that's getting her down. Well, I think it's life, generally.
I'm sure it's just a phase.
Really?
Look, she's got a steady job, her own cottage, financial support and free childcare from a loving family. How many other single mothers can say that, hmm? I mean, I'll talk to everyone.
No, good Lord, no. I don't want you making things worse.
Thanks very much.
Listen, you will be there this afternoon, won't you?
At the tree planting? Didn't I just say so? I did donate the land, after all. It's a shame we won't get to shoot over it when it's established.
Surely you don't need any more covers. You said it went very well yesterday.
Yeah, it did, as it happens. Yeah, I was very pleased.
Good.
Especially impressed with how the hotel coped with the extra numbers.
Yes, as you said.
Jean-Paul did a sterling job. And Caroline was very efficient, as always.
And I expect she just loved having you constantly popping your head round the door to see just how efficient she was being.
Hello?
Hello, Dad.
Ah, Nigel said I was to come straight through. Not disturbing you, am I?
No, not at all. It's lovely to see you. Well, sit down. Do you want some coffee?
Oh, now, don't you start fussing. Nigel's going to bring some in a minute.
Oh, so is this a social call?
Oh, it's part business, part pleasure. I thought I'd pop over and see how you're doing.
How lovely.
And?
I'm doing fine, thank you. Look, TV remote, stereo remote, piles of magazines, cordless phone. I don't have to move at all.
Good. You need to get plenty of rest.
Oh, I am, honestly.
Well, just make sure you do. I mean, it's not just the babies, it's your own health you need to be thinking about.
Dad.
Now, I know you think I'm an old fusspot,
but... Look, I went to see the cardiologist last week. Everything's doing fine, OK?
Well, that's good.
Sorry, is this the pleasure or business part of the visit? I only ask because it's difficult to tell.
All right, point taken. Actually, while I was here, I thought I'd let you have a look at this. Some information about rare breeds, if you should decide to go ahead.
Thanks. Well, Nigel and I are still pretty keen. Oh, Gloucester Old Spots.
You're thinking of having pigs here?
Yeah, possibly. Open to ideas at the moment. What do you think?
Well, the advantage with pigs is you don't need to get many. I mean, if you're planning on getting herd animals, like cows or sheep, well, you need to get a few. They pine otherwise.
Mm, as we found with Ellie Mae before she had Joseph. Mm. Oh, that's interesting.
Hmm? Oh, yes, that's the Wensleydale. It is a rather striking breed of sheep, isn't it?
I can imagine it going down well with children.
Anyway, if you do decide to go for it, I put a load of information in there about the Rare Breed Survival Trust. They're sure to be of help.
Thanks, Dad. You're a wonder.
Oh, you're welcome. Have you given any more thought to what else you'll be doing here?
Well, we're contacting some local falconers to talk about the possibility of doing displays here. Ah. And we plan to reopen the house itself.
Really? What, full time?
No, no, just for limited times during the day.
I see.
Come on, Dad. Try and sound a little more enthusiastic.
Oh, I'm sorry, love. I'm just worried about how you're going to cope with all this expansion business. I mean, your mother feels the same. Having twins around is going to be pretty hectic, to say the least.
I know, Dad, but when it comes down to it, we don't have a lot of choice, do we? Besides, it's for the sake of the children we're doing it. I want this still to be a successful business when those acorns we're planting for the Millennium Wood have grown into oak trees.
Elizabeth, I hope you're not thinking of going along to the planting this afternoon. You need...
My rest, I know. I wouldn't dream of it. No, I've got business to discuss this afternoon with Eddie Grundy.
Oh, yes?
Yes. Actually, before we have coffee, you couldn't do me a favour?
Yes, of course.
Would you find Titcomb for me? There's a certain painting I want bringing in here.
There we go, Phoebe. Now, let Daddy help you hold the trowel while Mrs. Antrobus holds the sapling steady. OK, so we shovel up some more earth, yeah?
That's it, Phoebe. Put the earth into the...
Oh. All over your wellies. Well, never mind. Now, we get another shovel of earth.
I should hold her hand a bit firmer than that, Roy. Dear me, we are a bit muddy, aren't we, Phoebe?
Yeah, it's all right. I've got her. Now, there we go. That's it. And again. Oh, you can do us a favour, Mrs. A. I think the sapling's steady enough now. Would you mind getting a picture of us with this?
Not at all.
It's wound on and everything. You just have to press the button. Now, what we do, sweetheart, is we just pat the earth around it.
I can't tell you what a joy it is to be able to do this sort of thing again.
What, you mean take photos?
I mean exactly that. All right. Say cheese, both of you.
Smile, Phoebe.
There we are. One for the album, I suspect.
Oh, thanks, Mrs. A. All right, Phoebe. That's probably flat enough now.
Now, whatever I do, I mustn't forget to speak to Janet before I leave today.
Yeah, she's around somewhere. We saw her when we first got here.
Yes, I just want a quick word with her about the Christmas services for this year.
Oh, yeah? Christmas Day in St. Stephen's again, is it?
Well, no, it's not. I believe that honour falls to Pennyhassett this year. But we'll be having a St. Stephen's Day service on Boxing Day. We'll be dedicating the bells then. Oh. Roy, I think I'm going to get myself a cup of coffee from the refreshment table. You want anything? For you or Phoebe?
No, you're all right, Mrs. A. I got Phoebe a drink in my bag. You go ahead.
Well, I'll see you in a minute.
Yeah, right you are. You, young lady, have got to be the muckiest little girl in Borsetshire, haven't you? I don't know. Your mum's going to kill me. Yes, she is. Oh. And your grandma don't look too pleased either. Still. We're okay, aren't we? Aren't we, eh?
I hope he's going to try and wipe her down a bit. There you are, Marjorie.
Thank you. Sorry, why poo down?
Oh, Phoebe. Roy really has let her get rather muddy.
Jennifer, they do seem to be having a marvellous time.
Yes, I suppose so.
Alice, on the other hand, looks less cheerful.
You don't need to pull your punches, Marjorie. Alice is scowling. She'd rather have stayed in and watched the television when she came back from school. And I've only managed to get her to come out by bribing her.
Oh, yes. What will?
Well, I've told her we'll hire her a special costume for the pantomime. Oh, Brian, at last.
Oh, sorry, Di. I came as soon as I could. Afternoon, Marjorie.
Brian, impressive turnout, isn't it?
I'll say.
And this is just the people with saplings. It doesn't include those who've been potting up seeds and acorns to plant at a later date.
That reminds me. I better put up a few posters about having another planting on the 2nd of January.
Well, we won't be here, will we?
Wow, this is wonderful.
About time, Kate.
Oh, you know how it is, long pressures of work.
You can forget that one, Kate. She never lets me get away with it.
Fun.
I thought you might like to know, Kate. I was able to plant some more of our saplings today.
Sorry? Our saplings, Marjorie?
Grown from the cuttings taken from the trees we lost by the bypass widening.
That's brilliant!
I thought you'd be pleased.
Oh, look, can you excuse me a minute? I just want to work with Roy.
Afraid he's let Phoebe get rather dirty.
Oh, lighten up, Mum. It's only mud. It won't be a sec.
Well. Someone's cheered up.
She's caked in it!
Well, we were having a good time. Planting trees, weren't we, sweetheart?
Cookie!
You still on for having her tomorrow?
Yeah, of course.
Listen, when you bring her back in the afternoon, can I have a word? I've got some news.
Sure. I mean, you can have a word now, if you like. I'm not going anywhere.
No, it'll keep. There are a couple of things need confirming anyway. I'll tell you tomorrow.
Sure. Come on, Phoebs. Let's go and see how your other grandma's doing, shall we? Your granddad's 50 next week. That's ever so old, isn't it?
Thanks for coming, Eddie. Do sit down.
Oh, so I see you've got it in pride of place, then.
Sorry?
Poppy's latest. Oh, I thought you'd have it hanging in your gallery, as opposed to in here on an easel.
Look, I'll come straight to the point, Eddie. Poppy's latest work isn't really up to standard.
No? How come?
Oh, for a start, where are the trademark brushstrokes?
Oh, they're there, aren't they?
Not as far as I can see. And what about the starburst that's on the other pictures?
What do you call that in the corner?
That red thing? Frankly, that looks like Joe did it.
Well, you might be right about it being different to the others. See, I've been doing a bit of reading up. I think Poppy's going through what might be called her blue period.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, every creative artist has to grow. Evolving, they call it, don't they?
They do.
Look at Picasso. And what's his name? Chagall. They suddenly went through drastic changes, didn't they?
Mm. So it's a forgery, then?
Poppy pegged it 2 weeks back. What was I going to do?
I'm going to have to stop the check, Eddie.
Oh, come on, Elizabeth. Have art. I mean, who's to know, eh?
I'd know. And it wouldn't do the gallery's credibility much good if it got out that we were selling fakes.
Oh, it wouldn't get out. I'd keep it quiet, honest.
No, Eddie.
Oh, well, I'd better take it on then, hadn't I?
I think it's best.
I knew the good spell wouldn't last.
I'm sorry.
God, it's not your fault. It's just one more nail in my coffin, that's all. I'll see you.
Look, I didn't know, did I?
Well, you should have shown a bit of common.
I thought I was showing some initiative.
I mean, you could at least have waited to ask one of us.
You weren't here, were you? Anyway, I still can't see what the problem is.
The problem is that Eddie Grundy hasn't got a licence to sell that stuff, so we can't sell it for him.
So who's to know? This isn't exactly the most high-profile of places.
He'll try to get us to pay for it now.
It's only a few bottles of apple brandy.
Which we can't sell.
I don't know why you're getting in such a state about it.
What? Apart from the fact that I've come in and none of the shelves have been restocked again, I wonder...
I mean, all you've got to do is ring him and tell him to take it back.
Me? Why should I?
Well, I'm not doing it.
But it's your fault.
Tough. Because my shift finished 5 minutes ago and I'm going home to be with my daughter. I do have a life outside this place, you know.
Yeah, don't I know it? We've had how this place impedes your life all week. On top of everything else we have to put up with from you.
Good afternoon. Children in need day.
No, you're okay, Susan. With a bit of luck, you won't have to put up with me for much longer. Excuse me, Linda.
Oh, goodbye.
Kate? Well, did I arrive at an inopportune moment?
No, Linda. You arrived at just the right time. Any later and one of us had probably have strangled the other.
Oh, poor Kate. She does seem to be going through a rough patch at the moment.
Poor Kate? I should save your sympathies for the poor so-and-so she has to work with if I was you.
I know, but I've always had a soft spot for her, Susan. Of course, she can be difficult.
It's not the word I'd use.
But her heart's in the right place. She really does have a good side.
If you ask me, we'd see a lot more of it now if someone had given her a clip round the ear when she was a bit younger.
Oh.
Now, what can I do for you, Linda?
I'm collecting for children in need. Caroline's given me the afternoon to chase round the village with a bucket and a bicycle.
Oh, looks like you got quite a bit there already.
Oh, yes. I find people are always generous when it comes to this cause. Well, we are talking about disadvantaged children, after all. Some of whom have been given one too many clips around the ear already, if you see what I mean.
Yeah, well, just get me purse. There you are.
Ah, thank you, Susan.
Yeah, everything's cool. So you'll be here at what? 5:30? I better make sure Phoebe and I get an early night then. Yeah. No, no problem. It's all packed. Oh, look, I've got to go. I'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
Coming. Hiya. Hello, sweetheart.
Hiya. Sorry we're a bit late. Got held up trying to choose Grandad a birthday present, didn't we? Oh,
that's all right. Come in, take your clothes off.
Oh, damn. And then we saw Grandad trying on his Friar Tuck costume after it had been let out a bit. We thought that was ever so funny, didn't we, Phoebs?
And what about you, Bubs? Have you been good for Daddy? Let's get your coat off, too.
I've been good as gold, as usual.
Oh, good.
Blimey. Bit spick and span in here, innit?
Yeah, I've had a tidy up.
Got guests coming?
Not exactly. Right, Phoebe, can you play with your animals while I talk to your daddy?
Bear.
Yes, you play with Big Bear and I'll cook you something to eat, shall I? Oh, come through to the kitchen, Roy.
Oh, okay.
Want a cup of tea or something?
Sure, thanks.
Oh, you don't mind if I carry on making our meal while we talk to you? Only I've got a few things to do.
No, you go ahead.
Thanks.
So, this word?
Yeah, basically what it is. I've got some news.
Yeah? Good news by the looks of it.
Tofu. How'd you figure that out?
Well, it didn't take a genius to notice you're more cheerful than you have been lately. And my mum was scared to go into the shop on Tuesday.
Yeah, well, that was because Monday was a particularly bad day.
So what's this news then? New bloke in your life, is it? Or a new job? Whatever it is, it's obviously made you cheer up a bit.
Yeah, I have been a bit down lately. I think it's because I'd come to some kind of crisis point. Could you pass us one of those onions, please?
Sure. What kind of crisis?
Oh, you know, life.
No, I don't as it happens.
It's about living here, I suppose. Accepting my lot. Look, you have to admit Ambridge is a small place.
Yeah, of course.
I don't mean just small physically. I mean small-minded, provincial.
You mean boring.
Yeah, if I was honest. Look, I don't want to bring the place down or anything, but it's just been doing my head in. I mean, I've got ambitions, Roy, you know, dreams. And they just seem to get more and more unobtainable while I'm serving behind the counter at the village shop. Rice, you staying to eat?
Oh, no, thanks. I promised Mum I'd be home.
Okay. So, anyway, the more I thought about this, the more miserable I got. I mean, whichever way I considered it, I couldn't see a way out. You know, me and Phoebe were going to be stuck in Ambridge forever. I felt really boxed in, you know? Especially when people kept getting on my case.
Come on, I mean, you can't expect people to indulge you all the time. We've all got responsibilities.
Yeah, sure, but we don't all have to deal with them in the same way, do we? Anyway, it looks as if things are changing.
Changing how, exactly?
Well, I really believe that if you want something enough, it comes to you. Karma, Gaia, I don't know what it is exactly, but it came to me yesterday in the form of a phone call.
Kettle's boiled.
Oh, right, yeah.
So, this phone call?
Well, It was from a sort of old friend of mine, I suppose you'd call him. A guy called Spike.
Oh, I knew it. It was a bloke. I knew it. Flipping heck, Kate. But anyone else would have just said, I've started seeing this bloke again. But you have to describe it as some sort of New Age magical happening.
No, it's not like that. I mean, Spike only phoned me up yesterday. Even I don't work that far.
OK, so what then?
It's, well, Spike and a few of my other travelling friends are going to Morocco. And tomorrow, in fact. They've got this bus thing, and, they've asked me to go along.
What? Morocco? You... As in North Africa?
It's the only one I've heard of.
But... You're not seriously thinking about going. I mean, you can't be.
No, I'm not thinking about anything, Roy. I'm actually doing it. We're leaving in the morning.
What about Phoebe?
Phoebe's coming with me, of course. I'm not going to leave without her, am I?
Now, hang on. Now, just hang on 1 minute.
Oh, don't get heavy with me.
Don't get heavy?
There's nothing to get angry about.
You've just told me you've taken my daughter to Africa without so much as a buy. You're leaving. You tell me not to get angry. Are you out of your mind?
No, but I will be if I stay here.
Kate, this is complete garbage.
Look, just lower your voice. You'll frighten Phoebe.
How long are you planning to be away? A week? 2 weeks?
I mean it, Roy. Stop shouting.
All right. Satisfied?
Yeah, that's better. I mean, keep a lid on it, okay? It's not good for her to hear people being aggressive.
But... Okay. So, once again, how long's this little pleasure trip gonna last for?
There's no need to be so scathing.
Oh, well, it's hardly comparable with a jaunt to Glastonbury, is it? For God's sake, Morocco!
I just need to get my head together.
Yeah, I notice you still haven't managed to tell me how long getting your head together is gonna take.
I don't know. Look, I've told you, I'm going crazy here. It can't be good for Phoebe's well-being if I'm like a depressive lunatic all the time.
No, I see, and getting on a bus to Morocco with a bunch of crusties is your definition of being sane, is it?
You have no idea what it's like for me, do you?
No, I can't say I do, Kate. You see, when most people feel a bit frustrated or penned in or, God help them, a bit down, you know what they do? They think, oh dear, this is a bit rum, and they get on with life until they feel better. That's what most people do.
And what about your dad?
You leave my dad out of it.
Look, I'm not most people. I don't want to end up queuing at the doctor's for a course of Prozac.
Oh, wow, a drug Kate Aldridge disapproves of. There's a first.
That's below the belt.
Well, what do you expect me to say? Yeah, cool, baby. You take Phoebe to Morocco with you. Yeah, we don't mind missing her for Christmas or me dad's birthday. No, we'll see you guys in the millennium. I mean, is that what you expected?
Well, I thought you might be a little more supportive. I mean, this is for Phoebe's own good too, you know.
Oh, don't give me that, Kate. Don't insult my intelligence. This is all about the spoilt little rich girl who likes to do stuff for herself, never mind about her responsibilities.
God, why does everybody fire the word responsibility at me every 5 seconds?
Because you plainly don't understand the meaning of the word.
If that's what you really think, then why don't you just leave? I'm trying to be reasonable here.
Yeah, well, maybe I will. Look, you better get that rice. It's boiling over.
What? Oh, damn.
I could stop you. You know.
Yeah. I know.
I could march out of here and get Usher on her mobile. I could have people finding you at Dover or wherever and stopping you leaving the country with Phoebe. I did it all before. I can quite easily do it again.
I know. That's why I'm telling you.
What?
Look, I mean, you can do that. You can bring in the law. You remember how it got when you did that before? I mean, how much we hated each other. Phoebe's old enough to understand now. What's it going to be like for her with parents who hate each other? Because believe me, I don't reckon it'll be any more amicable this time, do you?
But you... You can't seriously be expecting me just to let you take her away. I mean, what kind of father would that make me? Eh?
Look, I am coming back, Roy. I mean, we are...
That doesn't fill me with confidence, Kate. Sorry. I need to know when.
I don't know.
Oh, see? For all I know, you could be away for years.
Sometime in the new year, I expect. I mean, it'll probably go really quickly.
Oh, please.
Well, I don't know what else to say to you.
Well, how about this is a big mistake? I've decided not to go.
I have to do this.
Look, leaving my feelings aside for a moment. What about your mum and dad? What about my mum and dad?
Roy, this is something I have to do for me. And nothing anyone says is going to change that.
No. No, I reckon I can see that.
You do?
Listen, Kate. You've got to do what you've got to do. I don't like it, but I can accept it. But listen, go to Morocco, get your head together or whatever it is, but Phoebe doesn't have to be involved.
What?
I'm here, I'm her dad, I'll look after her, and your mum and dad would be around as well as mum.
You're asking me to leave her!
I'm begging you not to take her away.
She's my child! I can't! I mean, you can't think that I would!
But Morocco's no place to take a kid of her age.
Look, Roy, I don't know what planet you're living on, but where I go, Phoebe goes.
But...
No! I'm going with Spike when the bus comes tomorrow. Phoebe's coming with me. I'll write to you as soon as we get there. I don't know how long we'll be away for, but I will bring your daughter back to you as soon as I feel okay about it. And you are just going to have to trust me.
The Archers was written by Peter Carey and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Louise Gifford and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.